Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Velez moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Woods picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Woods. Bell goes all the way around to score. Duffy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Blue Jays, 1, Indians, 1. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to home to get Duffy. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and picks off Grubb. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Manning moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Woods picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Woods. Norris scores. Manning scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia catches it and throws to first to double up Cardi. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault strikes out. two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 2 in the game. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Woods reaches second base with a double. Mason goes all the way around to score. Woods moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Velez reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Rick Waite's now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 2 in the game. Ault is walked intentionally. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay is called out on strikes. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garcia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt throws to second for one, and Mason throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lowenstein moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods pinch hits for Jim Mason. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Woods steals second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Gary Woods now playing center field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dade pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ault hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.